The Ramo in Hilchot Staka, Yaradeyasim and Reish Mem Tes, brings down the following Chiddush that actually comes from a Tshuvas HaRashba. And the Rashba tells us the concept of Mefarsimin Oisei Mitzvah. What does this mean, Mefarsimin Oisei Mitzvah? This means that if, let's say, a person donates a significant amount of money to a shul that is about to be built, then he has a right, and says the Rashba, it's actually the appropriate thing to do to put a plaque up with his name on the building. And this is the idea of mefarsim in oisei mitzvah. You're supposed to be mefarsim, you're supposed to publicize someone who was oisei mitzvah, someone who performed a mitzvah for the rabbin. And therefore, not only, says the Rashba, is it justified to put up a plaque to mefarsim this person who made the donation to the shul or to the yeshiva or anything of that nature, but fakir, it's das Torah to go ahead and do so. It's appropriate, it's correct. And says the Rashba, this comes from a medrash that talks about Reuven. Reuven rescued Yosef from the scheme and the plot of the Shvatim to kill him. And the pasuk says, Vayatzi Leo, Reuven miyodam. Reuven rescued Yosef from the hands of the Shvatim. And the Medrash says that had Reuven known that the Torah would be mefarsim his mitzvah of going ahead and putting himself out there to rescue Yosef from the plot to go ahead and kill him, says the Medrash, Reuven would have done so even with more confidence. He would have done the mitzvah with more strength, with more backbone, because he would have been confident that the Torah backs him up, that the Torah gives him credit for the mitzvah that he's about to do, and therefore that it would embolden him to go ahead and do the mitzvah in an even more mechudadik way. And the Medrash says the same thing regarding Aaron HaKohen, that the pasuk says that Aaron HaKohen was happy when greeting Moshe Rabbeinu, in spite of the fact that Aaron was older and Moshe seemed to be the chosen one. And again, the Medrash says that had Aaron known that the pasuk specifies this mitzvah that he did, that he was happy for his brother, that he greeted his brother properly, then he would have greeted him in even a more extensive and expansive manner. He would have been even more happy in his greeting of Moshe Rabbeinu, because he would have been emboldened by the fact that the Torah was mefarsim his mitzvah. And says the Medrash the same thing regarding Boaz. Boaz and Rus as well. Had Boaz known that the Torah embolden him and actually was giving him credit for a tremendous mitzvah of giving the food to Rus and doing a mitzvah, he would have been even more strengthened and he would have done the mitzvah even in a more mechuzik and more mehudadik way. So that is the medrash that the Rashba brings down, and this is the idea of mefarsim in oisei mitzvah. That the reason why there is a justification, and even there is a mekor in Chazal for the idea of putting a plaque up with the name of a person who donated a certain amount of money to either the yeshiva or some moisid that has a building going up for it, says the Rashba, this is the idea of giving credit where credit is due, because that's mechazik the person. It strengthens the person. And it enables him to do the mitzvah even in a more mehudadik way, knowing that the Torah gives him credit, knowing that the moisid gives him credit for the mitzvah, and that gives him chizuk, and that propels him to continue in this mahalich, in this path, and continue doing mitzvahs. And fakart, it's going to be something that paves the way for more people as well to join this person in his asiyas mitzvah. And it will not only be mechazik him, says the Rashba, it will even be mechazik other people to go and participate in different mitzvahs that the community is involving itself in. Because when people see the credit that this person gets for his mitzvah, they themselves will get strengthened to participate. And not only is it going to be a chizik for him, it's going to be a chizik for other people as well. As I said, the Rashba brought down on the Ramo. Now the truth is that the Taz seems to have a different source for this psak of the Ramo. The Taz seemingly wasn't aware that this Ramo was coming from the Tshuvas HaRashba. And on this Ramah, where the Ramah says that it's justified and correct to be mefarsim oisei mitzvah, to put up, let's say, a plaque to be mefarsim that a certain person donated money to a yeshiva or to a shul, says the Taz, the reason for this idea of mefarsim oisei mitzvah is that when you have a name on this object that was donated, if let's say it was a menorah donated, let's say it was a building, whatever mitzvah object was donated, says the Taz, Kolzman, the person's name is on it, it could never be used latash mishchoil. However, says the Taz, the halach is that if let's say someone donates a menorah to a shul, and there is no name on it, then when it's nishtakach shmoy, when it's nishtakach shmoy, when the person no longer is, let's say, around in the shul, and no one remembers anymore the source of this menorah, where this menorah came from, the shul is allowed to use it even for a tash mishchol, even for a mundane use. They don't have to reserve this menorah for the use of the shul, the divrei kedusha. And therefore, says the Taz, the idea behind putting a name on, let's say, a mitzvah object that's donated is because when you have the name there, he has rights to be meicha. You can't just switch the use of the object and use it for a tashmish choyl if it was initially donated for a tashmish mitzvah. That is how the Taz understands this psach. However, the Shach points out that the Taz seems to have missed the Tshuvas HaRashba. The Rashba has an entirely different idea, has nothing to do with retaining its status of a tashmish the mitzvah. Rather, this has to do with mefarsin ha'isamim mitzvah, has to do with publicizing a person who does a mitzvah because it gives the person chizik and it gives other people chizik as well to join in his effort. Therefore, says the Shach, the Taz got the wrong mekar for this halacha. The mekar is rather the Tshuvas HaRashba. Akoponim, this is the idea of mefarsin ha'isamim mitzvah. And there's a fascinating Tshuva that Emunah Shmuel brought down in the Pischi Shuva over there in Hilchot Staka, where the Emunah Shmuel says something very interesting. The Emunah Shmuel has a case where you had a person who was a Gabbai Tzedakah. You had a person who was a Gabbai Tzedakah who didn't actually donate the money for the building that was going up, but he was behind the collection. He was the Gabbai, he was the Askin, being involved in making sure everything is mesuder, everything is going up smoothly, the building is going up smoothly, the building is going up to the right date, everyone is participating appropriately, he's getting the money from those that pledged the money. This person was mesader the entire campaign. And mitamol, when the building went up, this person had his personal name placed on the building on a plaque. And in defense of this move, he said that he was involved in a mitzvah, mefarsim oisei mitzvah. You're supposed to publicize oisei mitzvah. He did a tremendous mitzvah by being the Gabbai Tzedakah of this campaign. He made sure that everything was mesuder, and he made sure that everyone gave the money that they pledged. So memela, he was justified in putting his name up on the building, and everyone else in the shul was meicha. They objected. They said that he has no right. And this was the detaira that is discussed in the Emunah Shmuel. And the Emunah Shmuel says that he has no right to put his name up, and they had to take his plaque down. And he says a very interesting thing. He says that Ein lecha bo yel chidushay, the Rashba's chidush of mefarsim and oisei mitzvah, where the Rashba says that you're supposed to give credit to a person who performs a mitzvah, and you're supposed to have his name put on the building, let's say, or on the mitzvah object that he donates, because it's a chizik for him, and it's a chizik for others. Says the Emunah Shmuel, that's only if a person either donated money, like the case of the Rashba, or like the case of Reuven and Boaz and Aaron, where there's no donation of money, but the person personally involved himself actively in the mitzvah. So if the person, let's say, didn't donate the money for the shul, but he actually participated in building the shul with his hands, he physically went ahead and participated in building the shul, then again, he could claim mefaris menoisei mitzvah. However, if all he did was be misader the campaign, he didn't actually donate the money, he didn't actually build the building, all he did was be misader it, he was the Gabbai Tzedakah, he has no right to put his name up. And then the Emunah Shmuel says something quite striking. Says the Emunah Shmuel, what are you going to tell me that you want to have your name up because you're giving chizik to other people? Because now other people will feel that since you got credit, so it's kedai for them to join the effort and as well be agavai tzedakah and make sure that they're involved in such campaigns of raising money for the shul. Says the Munna Shmuel, since it didn't take a significant donation on your part, the Gabbai Tzedakah didn't have to part ways with a lot of his own money, Memela, why wouldn't other people want to get involved? They don't need the chizik. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, people who are involved in collecting money from Tzedakah, Gabbai Tzedakah, are people who earn a tremendous amount of schusim, and it's a tremendous schus, and they don't even have to part ways with their money. So there's no reason, there's no compelling need to go ahead and give chizik to others to try to be gaboi tzedakah, since anyways they will do so on their own because it's tremendous chus, and they don't have to part ways with their money. Mamela, you don't need to be mefarsim oisei mitzvah in order to encourage others to join in your campaign. So that's the interesting chiddush of the Munna Shmuel. One perhaps would have argued fakert. One perhaps could have argued that being a gaboi tzedakah, being in charge of these endeavors, sometimes it's even more challenging than the person who donates the money for this effort. Sometimes to be the Gabbai Tzedakah is the most difficult task that one might get involved in. Nonetheless, that Munna Shmuel is not assuming like that. He's assuming that the person who's a Gabbai Tzedakah has an easier time than the person donating money to the shul. But at any rate, this is the psak of the Munna Shmuel, that even though we have this psak of the Rajbo, that in Farsan I say mitzvah, it doesn't apply to the Gabbai Tzedakah, it doesn't apply to the Askin, it only applies to the actual Menadev.